Rimsky-Korsakov's best-known and most admired opera, Sadko, has been described as the choicest product of the composer's maturity. And this delightful solo is one of its most beautiful pages. The fantastic story of the opera, drawn from Russian folklore, tells of a young minstrel who, singing of his sorrows by the seashore, wins the favor of one of the daughters of the sea king, who promises to make him as rich as he chooses. With her aid, accordingly, he wages successfully against the rich merchants of his city, and soon acquires unlimited wealth. But the sea princess's favors have to be paid for, and when Sadko is on a voyage, she contrives a great storm, so that he is cast overboard by his shipmates as a sort of Slavonic Jonah. Beneath the waves, he is entertained at the court of the sea king by the princess. In return, he plays for his host and arouses such excitement in the watery depths that the whole earth is imperiled by the tempest which results. To still the storm, therefore, his precious instrument is broken by the order of St. Nicholas, and he is restored once more to dry land and to his faithful wife, while the sea nymph is transformed into a river. The Shangsong Hindus, or Indian song, is one of the various ditties of foreign lands which are sung by the different merchants with whom Sadko bargains in the earlier part of the story.